Hey, happy holidays, review crewers. I'm Ian.
I'm Nick.
And I'm Truman.
And today we're reviewing Red One.
Coming up next.
So, Red One is about the very muscular Santa Claus, played by J.K. Simmons. He goes missing. He's kidnapped by some mysterious force, and Callum Drift, played by The Rock, has to find him with the aid of the best tracker in the world, played by Chris Evans.
What's his name?
Jack O'Malley.
Okay, and what's his code name?
The Wolf.
I cannot believe you knew that.
That's right. It's crazy. It's just who I am.
This is the world's biggest Red One fan right here.
That's
he
right.
Actually bought the Regal Cinemas. What is it called?
It's called, I'm glad you asked, Nick. It's called the Krampus Schlappstein, and it is something I own. I did not bring it with me today because it's just too heavy.
Well, anyway, Truman, what did you think of this movie?
Let me tell you. I understand the criticisms of the many of this movie. Story wasn't great, didn't make a lot of sense. It was just kind of going from place to place, doing from thing to thing. The effects were egregious because it was meant to be a streaming movie after all. And it just did not click for a lot of people, and I get that. That being said, I had a lot of fun watching this movie personally, because, you know, I was just hooting and hollering, a lot of stupid stuff was happening, and it was just a good holiday fun time. I had fun watching this movie, and for me, that's all that counts, personally.
I really did forget he was the actual number one Red One fan, and
he
actually
really
liked
was.
This movie.
He really was, and, oh wait, I wouldn't dare spoil his number review, actually.
Yeah.
I'd say I enjoyed this movie. Do I think it was a good movie? Hell no. But I felt jolly as hell watching it, and honestly, just like, I think I'm just a fan of The Rock.
Dude, don't even talk to me about that. He's so good.
We all joke about The Rock and how like full of himself he is. I really think I just like seeing him around. I like him in this, I like him in WWE. When he's on the screen, he's just like got a certain charisma to him that draws people in. And like, I think this movie, the fact that it got made, for like $250 million definitely says that like The Rock in himself is a brand that, and like, we saw it because of The Rock.
I mean, I guess you're right, but you know, this movie, it was just so boring. Yes,
dude.
I was bored out of my mind
not
the whole time.
Jolly.
For a Christmas, dude, they are gonna put me level 4 naughty lister. I am for not liking this movie. But
so, why are you Yoda? Level 4 Yoda. I am this
but,
guy right here. Am I right?
But this movie, it just drags on and on and on. And I, you know what? I'll say this. When The Rock gets it right, I love The Rock. You know, the final boss. What a masterful character. Dare I say, the best heel
the
in
best
professional,
heel
wrestling.
Professional wrestling. Yeah.
But
the most electrifying man in sports entertainment.
But
sure.
But this movie, he just does not have it, even in the slightest bit, dude. I mean, come on. No more questions. Now get in. Like, do we need anything else
than
that?
I think he has the same problem he had in Black Adam, where he kind of is a character who, like, someone will say, hey, I want this thing. No, you cannot have this thing.
I just think, like, I can see that when he's acting in these kinds of movies, he thinks he's so awesome.
Oh, for sure.
And
yeah.
I can see that, and it just makes me so mad.
Let me tell you, I know I already said all the names. The names are crazy to me, guys. I don't know. What is Callum Drift? I spent a full day trying to figure out what The Rock's character named Callum Drift. I was like, is it a Christmas pun? Is it something else? No, it's just Callum Drift. They called him Cal the whole movie. What the crunk is that, man? We don't know.
Well, anyway, do we want to move on to, like, the plot?
I'd like to say one more thing about The Rock.
Yeah, absolutely.
Part of him kind of being a brand unto himself, as one might say, he's just, like, too big to play any one character, I think, at this point. Like, I look at him, I don't see Callum Drift.
I see
The Rock.
But I also...
All of his expressions in this movie are just...
His expressions in this movie are so bad. He's making one face and talking with one toe, and like I cannot understand how
he's not a good actor.
There was one.
He's not a good actor.
But no, but here's the thing, like there are directors who can make him act.
Yeah.
But he just like who directed this movie?
We talked about this. Jay Roach. No, that's Trumbo. That's Trumbo.
Do you know?
No.
Okay,
no,
anyway.
It's someone named Jake. Also, anyway, it's Jake something.
This guy does also, not know I'm how not, to get the Rock to act.
There was a line in the movie where they say, oh, where the Rock says, you're just a human to Chris Evans. You can't handle it. And then Chris Evans goes, are you a human? And the Rock goes, do I look human? And I said out loud, no, you don't.
I just know, but I know he just was so happy to say that line. Yeah. Because, like,
do I look human?
He's just so full of himself. It just makes me so infuriated. And that's part of the reason that I can't get behind this movie. But we've talked about The Rock way too much. So let's move on past The Rock and talk about the plot of this movie.
The plot was nothing.
So Chris Evans, what's his name?
Jack O'Malley.
Jack O'Malley.
AKA The Wolf.
Jack O'Malley, this movie starts with him doing, like, the first heist that lets him, like, track Santa, basically. Well, no, actually, this movie starts with a flashback to Jack O'Malley when he was a very little kid.
Finding presents and spoiling Christmas.
And the judge from The Good Place comes in.
Yes.
Sean from The Good Place, sorry. Yeah. And he's like, what are you doing, Jack O'Malley? But, but that feeds into him, like, tracking Santa. But this is, like, my thing with these kinds of Christmas movies. If Santa Claus is a real guy and he's really coming down and delivering presents as the end of this movie shows, what is going on? Why are there non-believers in Santa when presents are literally actually magically appearing in the houses?
See, this is where my problem with you is, because you cannot logic out this movie, dude. Once you start doing that, you just go to a dark, dark place. It doesn't make any sense. And it's Santa. It's Santa. You got to believe a little bit.
Listen, I love the nonsense of this movie. You know, the trailer is just nonsense after nonsense after nonsense. And I was so excited to see this nonsense. But the movie takes itself so seriously.
Are you calling Santa nonsense?
No, I'm calling Garcia, the CGI walking and talking polar bear, bipedal walking and talking polar bear nonsense.
With four whole lines.
First of all, Christmas can be nonsense, as per Sabrina Carpenter. But also, I'd like to say, as per it taking itself seriously, I think there was a lot of that. I thought they were gonna play the world's greatest tracker off as a joke at some point. Like, what even is a tracker? They never say it. They keep saying it like it's the like.
Please stop talking. Please stop talking.
You don't get what a tracker is.
Please stop talking because you don't get what a tracker is. This movie was garbage. Had horrible CGI. Had horrible acting. Had horrible set pieces. It was just garbage. And your biggest problem is that he is the world's best tracker.
Oh, they keep saying it. There's a kids battle I used to watch where it's like, wow, this guy's the best letter user in the world. It's not a real job. You get to be the best at it. It's your job.
Can we talk about this movie?
This plot was incredibly paint by numbers. The most like basic ass plot. It felt, though, like it went on forever. I think the runtime is 2 hours and 5 minutes, around that.
Really?
Yes. It feels maybe like it's 5 hours.
It's a 5-hour Christmas epic.
I want to highlight one particular part of this movie. I don't remember why they go there because they think Krampus, who is Santa's brother, has kidnapped Santa. That's their lead.
Because they pinged unregistered magic.
Because they pinged unregistered magic, which Jack O'Malley, a.k.a. The Wolf, told them that they should ping. And they go to Krampus's interdimensional lair. They get kidnapped. And then they see, like, Krampus is like a kind of a chill bro, almost like a Bowser-esque anti-hero here. And what are they doing at this party? They're having a slap fight, like, from YouTube. And, like, The Rock has to slap fight Krampus to challenge for his freedom. And almost, if we could go back to talking about The Rock here for a second, I really thought the way this was going, I thought The Rock was just going to, like, absolutely cream him. I thought he was going to, like, easily beat him just because that was The Rock. And, like, I'll give him credit. The Rock got beat up a little bit. He took a bump. So maybe The Rock is learning. And hopefully we see that in The Smashing Machine, the movie that he'll be starring in.
I will say that I think my standout scene is, spoilers, by the way, for this garbage movie that nobody should see, is when the son and Jack O'Malley are in the snow globes. And they're stuck in these snow globes that are supposed to be magic prisons that no one can break out of. And Jack O'Malley's like, I really do care about you, son. And then the snow globes break, they're magically freed, and That's the end of the review.
What's important to say also about this movie is that at the same time as there's the Santa special ops story going on, the B plot is the most basic, like, this kid is an estranged dad and doesn't want to see his kid, but then, like, with the magic of Christmas, they bond. And it's like, are you kidding me?
It's so garbage.
We're really doing this?
It's so garbage. It's not earned at all. At the end, when they're actually family, it's garbage. Same with Callum Drift and Jack O'Malley. Because they start acting like they're friends, mm-hmm. but, like, it never happens.
No,
anyway.
They're never really friends. They hate each other.
What would you rate this movie out of 10?
I will rate it the same thing I rated on Letterboxd, and I will give it a Santa 6.
Actually, I remember you rating this like an 8, so I feel a little bit better about that.
You gave this a 7.
Nope, I gave it a 6.
Anyway.
On Letterboxd, I gave it a 6.
I just checked Letterboxd before we did this review, and I gave it a 4 out of 10. I'm rescinding that. This is a 3 out of 10. As I've sat on this movie, I've become more and more angry at it, and now I'm really mad about Moana 2, and I'm really, really mad about Moana live action, because it's all the same product of The Rock's ego. This is like my thesis of the week.
But I love The Rock.
I'll be honest, I don't remember what I rated this on Letterboxd. It was either a 5 or a 6. It was a 5. Thank you, producers. So I don't know. I think, yeah, I'm going to stick with a 5 out of 10 because this movie is bad. Don't get me wrong, but, like, I couldn't help but enjoy it. I had fun. It's fun. So, guys, thank you so much for watching Review Crew, for sticking around with us.
Enjoy your time with your families. Happy holidays.